Organizers of the Black Lives Matter protest on Saturday afternoon in Reno have denounced the violence that took place later that evening after the peaceful protest had ended. Lucia Starbuck was on the scene reporting for This Is Reno and witnessed the events that unfolded at City Hall. She recounts what she saw to KUNR's On Gray.
Hi, Lucia. Thanks for talking with me today.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So on Saturday, you attended the Black Lives Matter protest as a contributing reporter for This Is Reno. When did you arrive on the scene and what did you see?
So I got to the Believe sign at about 2 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. And I mean, there were 1,000 people there. There are people of all ages, of all races, kind of just gathered around holding signs, chanting Black Lives Matter. It was really a protest against police brutality and also the killing of George Floyd, a Black man in Minneapolis. I talked to a few people who were marching because they do fear kind of interacting with law enforcement. They want a better future for their kids. I talked to one woman, Monisha Francis, and she told me she has 4 sons between her and her partner, and they're all younger than 5 years old, but she's already having conversations with them about just kind of being aware that they are a minority and just like being alert when they do interact with law enforcement. Here's what she told me.
You know, before I came out here, my dad told me, you know, keep the peace, don't be out there looting. I'm not here for, you know, anything bad. I'm just here because I'm tired and I need to show my kids that this is important and this is what we're going through. And we're not bad people. I'm not here to cause a scene. I'm here because I'm literally tired. I'm just tired.
And then as I was following what was happening on Saturday through social media, including your Twitter account, it seemed that the protest in Reno followed a very similar pattern to others that we were seeing across the nation as well. It started off peacefully, but then it did eventually descend into violence. When did that happen and what did you see?
I will say, too, I think there was kind of some tension, some fear, even in the beginning. Is it going to turn violent? Are people going to start rioting? And even the organizers on bullhorns were kind of saying, this is peaceful. We're just going to march. So about 1,000 people went from the Believe sign and just like flooded Virginia Street and walked down to the federal courthouse kind of towards the end. So I think everyone kind of wrapped up around 4:30 and most of the crowd went home after that. I will say about 200 people then kind of continued the march. And I think they were joined with others as they went through downtown Reno, but it kind of changed when the protesters got to the Reno Police Department. I talked to some police officers when I did get there and they kind of told me that the marchers burned down the American flag. They took off the RPD star that was on the side of the building, and the walls were completely covered in kind of anti-police graffiti, I'd say. And after that, the protesters kind of continued throughout downtown Reno, and then they ended up at City Hall.
And that's where you were on the scene, which was at City Hall. And then from what I recall that evening, you were able to get images of what happened there. So explain to me what you saw when you were there.
It was pretty intense. People were still kind of fired up. They were amped up. And then basically one window got broken at City Hall and it kind of spiraled after that. I mean, people were taking baseball bats, skateboards, other rocks, and just kind of smashing the windows and the doors of City Hall. We're kind of taking the route. We're no longer calling these people protesters. They're more rioters at this point. Kind of with each smash, with each destruction, it kind of amped up the crowd more. There wasn't anyone saying stop.
And then you also filmed from that evening an attack on your colleague. So tell me what happened there.
That's when protesters broke in. They threw furniture outside, they threw a planter outside, and then they also brought out the Nevada flag and they burned that too. And that's when I found my colleague, Don Dykenukum. So Don, he was filming and someone slapped his phone out of his hand and he kind of just shouted, I'm press, I'm press. And the crowd just kind of got more angry and then out of nowhere, they jumped Don right next to me.
And what was going through your mind at that time?
I was terrified, honestly. I was so scared. I just did all I could do, which was film. I felt really, really powerless. And 2 of our photographers did jump in to try to help Don. However, police were there at that point and they threw tear gas into the crowd and everyone just scattered and ran in different directions. I tried interviewing one person, the first person who got shot by a rubber bullet. I don't even think we were standing there for a minute before we literally had to scatter as tear gas was coming our way.
So is your colleague Don okay after what happened?
He was a little roughed up. He lost his glasses. He had a bruise on his cheek, and he did go to urgent care to get checked for a concussion Sunday morning. I think I should mention, too, he's a local journalist. He lives in the area, and he's also a Black man. So that's why I was also super surprised that that happened, that this is kind of some spillover from the Black Lives Matter protest, and I'm watching my Black coworker get beat up right next to me.
What do you want the community to learn from your reporting for that evening?
I think to realize that there is civil unrest in our own community, and people are in pain. And I mean, I'm sure some people are just kind of violence for violence sake, just kind of want to break things. But I do think there are legitimate concerns about police brutality, about fear of law enforcement in this community. And I think to take away that there were two completely different protests. One was a peaceful Black Lives Matter protest where 1,000 people came to protest police brutality, came to talk about how they feel to support Black people in our community. And then kind of just this riot, there's pain to be learned from both of these events.
Thank you, Lucia, for talking with me today.
Thank you, An.
That was KUNR's An Gray speaking with Lucia Starbuck, who is covering Saturday's civil unrest downtown for This Is Reno. Lucia is a recent graduate of the Reynolds School of Journalism. This story was produced with support from the Mick Hitchcock Project for Visualizing Science at the Reynolds School of Journalism.